Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome. I am excited to be with you again on this Celio, this Wednesday, as you may understand it to be. So we are discussing, is lack of trust, self-trust, let's go there first, is lack of self-trust blocking my money flow? Is lack of self-trust blocking my money flow? So we are going to go deep, polarize this conversation and this experience that some of us, maybe not you, but many of us are having, have had, can relate to. And what else are we going to share with you? How are we going to go deep into this? We're going to talk about, first we're going to give you the definition of what trust is, and we're going to talk about what are some of the challenges of trust. What are some of the things we say to ourselves? What are some of the beliefs around trust? And who is it, first of all, that is lacking the trust, right? And then how does that lack of self-trust block the money flow, all right? So this is this experience, as I say, I have to be transparent. This experience happened for me. This heptad came to my reality on another whole level, this heptad. So, you know, I was like, okay, well, let's talk to the people. Let's share it with the people and see who we can help, because why are we here at the Universal Principle Hour, and why do you tune in to listen to the Universal Principle Hour? One, our goal and our focus and our purpose is to empower you to know how to master the language of the universe, right? Because what? You are a living God. And as a living God, you know all of your terrain. You know everything that you have control over, all right? So we're discussing today is the lack of self-trust blocking my money flow. And how, what can you do to release the block? How can you begin to trust? What does all of that mean, and why is it important? We're also going to share with you what is the attitude you should have. What is the attitude you should have? How do you think? What should you be thinking about now that you, once you clear the block that you recognize, which is this self-trust, so you're building up the trust for yourself, within yourself, and now what is the means by which the attitude you should have, how should you be thinking, and what actions and disciplines should you be putting in place as you begin to now, you've now opened the dam, and all the money can just continue to flow to you because you've removed that block, right? So now the dam is open, all the money is flowing to you. So now how do you navigate that, right? So we are going to hear from our sponsors, but before we do that, we're going to share with you, we want to make sure again that you have your water, that you have you have on your universal principle lenses. I have mine on, by which I see everything now. I filter, everything is filtered through these lenses, all right? So you want to have your water, all right? If you're driving, please ensure that you are able to focus, all right, and listen with your ears and your heart. So we're going to share with you the energies that you have access to, this plasma by which we are being able to transform and release these blocks, and get to the core of what's really going on with the self-trust. Why is there a lack of self-trust? Again, we're going to go into what the challenges are and what's the purpose of even trusting. Why even trust, right? So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. And we're excited that you are able to be back with us, and we're going to share with you the frequencies that are available for you to be able to overcome and understand what is this lack of this self-trust, right? What is this lack of self-trust that is blocking my money flow? So the energies that we have, the frequencies that we have available to support us in going within our heart space to be able to have a serious, not so much as a serious, but a absolute truth conversation with ourselves, you know, where we are not judging ourselves. We are accepting responsibility for what we are creating, because we are what? Living gods. And we accept responsibility. We know there are no victims. So the principle or the frequency that we have available for us, this plasma, is white spectral mirror. It's Ken 258. I dissolve in order to reflect. Interesting. Releasing order. I seal the matrix of endlessness with the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by my own power double. Ken 258, white spectral mirror. I dissolve in order to reflect. Releasing order. I seal the matrix of endlessness with the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by my own power double. One more time. Ken 258, white spectral mirror. I dissolve in order to reflect. Releasing order. I seal the matrix of endlessness with the spectral tone of liberation. So last heptad, we talked about being free, right? Free will. And now we're going to continue to build upon the free will that we are now releasing, being in bondage of with ourselves, because we the ones who keep ourselves in bondage, right? We keep ourselves in bondage. So, which allows us to perceive or believe and blame someone else for keeping us in bondage, when it really started with us, because that's how they were able to do it, because we had our own self in bondage, right? So let's get right to it. So as we talk about, is lack of trust blocking my money flow? Now, you might be able to, we might have time to take some questions and some sharings from you. We are going to have some live examples where we can definitely give you some real-time experiences. Because as I am living this, as a living God, as the living God that I am, mastering the language of the universe, as the Jewel staff, the Jewel University staff, doing the same thing, we have examples to support you so that you don't have to make some of the same mistakes we're making, right? So this will allow you now to hear from us, look at yourself, remember, because we always teach you to go within, look at yourself, and see how now when the opportunity comes for you to learn and benefit from that pattern that you have had previously, where you've been in woe is me, I don't trust nobody. When you've been in that, when you've had that attitude and have that has been your state of consciousness, well, now this show will provide you with the tool by which you can transform that experience. So let's look at what trust is. Definition of trust, etymological definition of trust, and I found this to be so inspiring. When I was looking at all the definitions, I was like, okay, yeah, I can see that. However, when I read this one, it really just, I mean, the blood quality in my cells just started reverberating. I mean, the frequency, I literally got chills, and I had this experience of joy just overtake my body. And it was so enlightening. And I was like, yes, that is a part of the solution that we are going to provide for all of you who choose to accept this new perspective by which now you can look at and experience trust, all right? So the definition that we are looking at, trust, the etymological definition is to be firm, solid, steadfast, and another one that I want you to consider is a clear declaration. A clear declaration, trust. So you're firm, you're solid, and you're steadfast in the declarations that you make. Because what? You are a living God, right? And so as you're practicing being this living God, you are now overcoming this lack of self-trust. This lack of self-trust. So that is our first step with providing you with the tools by which you can now choose to see differently the root cause and the program of this lack of self-trust that you are having. And when you are experiencing this lack of self-trust, what we have done most often is blamed other people. And say, oh, I don't trust them, or I don't trust her. And the truth of the matter is the true source of the lack of trust comes from within. Now, that doesn't negate the fact that something might have happened that caused a compromise in how you now experience this person to be jeopardized. That doesn't take away from that fact. So what you want to always remember, or what you want to choose to remember, because you have free will, is that when something happens, you want to ask, what does this reflect back to me? And you always go within. And sometimes it might not reflect anything back from you. It might be something that you have already, that you have experienced and grown from, and you haven't given yourself credit. So now this experience is showing you that, you passed that test. You passed that initiation. You passed that initiation because you didn't react the way that you would have reacted before. All right? So what are some of the challenges when it comes to when we look at self-trust? So we said trust is to be firm, solid, steadfast, and a clear declaration. Make a clear declaration. So what are some of the challenges with how this self-trust, lack of self-trust was even birthed, right? So some of the beliefs, some of the programs, some of the ways we have been reared to understand what trust is, we've heard people say, I can't trust, you can't trust them. Don't trust that. You can't believe that, right? So when we've had people to ingrain that in us based off of their experience, and now we've taken on that experience, that now sets up space for where we now begin to question everything. So now we have what? Doubt. We have doubt. And when you experience doubt, there's uncertainty, right? And there's opportunity for one, for you to be able to now question everything, because you don't necessarily know what the truth is. And when you don't necessarily know what the truth is, most of us just go on assumptions. We don't go further to find out or get more information by which we're now able to gauge what the truth really is, because we don't have any facts, we don't have enough information, and so we're just going off of he say, she say, or hearsay. And that is what you want to refrain from as best as possible. Okay? That is what you want to refrain from. So our sponsors are saying, okay, let me talk to the people. Let me talk to the people. So we're going to let them speak to you, and we're going to come right back and get into more of the challenges. All right, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. So we are talking about, for those of you who have just joined us, we are discussing, is lack of trust blocking my money flow? Is lack of trust blocking my money flow? So we said that trust, the definition, etymological definition of trust, is to be firm, solid, steadfast. And this is from the Pi root deru. This is from the Pi root deru. All right. So we saw some of the definitions of trust being reliance on the veracity, integrity, or other virtues of someone or something. Confidence, protection, support. To believe. And so the context that we're discussing is this lack of self-trust that is blocking your money flow. So in the first segment, we talked about, and we encourage you to be able to go within and be honest with yourself about when you have these beliefs around trust, and people have, whether it's been your environment with your parents or personal experiences where you have allowed people into your heart and then they betrayed you. All right. So when that has happened, then of course you have firsthand experience as to why you are not trusting, right? So when that happens to you, I encourage you to really be able to go within and sit with yourself and ask, okay, so how did I create that? What did I need to learn from that, right? So that doesn't mean that, because what we want you to be clear about is that you want to stop blaming other people for things that happen to you. And I know in this day and age, that is the go-to. That is the go-to. However, here, when you're tuning in and listening to the Universal Principle Hour, our main purpose for coming to you every week and sharing these principles is to empower you to be the living God that you are created, you are destined to be. It is your innate way of life to be a living God, right? And so in being that living God, then you are the one who has the power, the will to create whatever you choose. And yes, you have that capacity. You have that capacity. So continue to listen, and we will show you and demonstrate to you, and long as you go back and practice, you'll be able to see for yourself the truth of what we are sharing with you about these laws, because they do not discriminate. All right. So what are some of the challenges? We said people have said, oh, I can't trust her or don't trust him. And you haven't even had a relationship with the person, and you've got somebody in your ear saying to you, oh, don't trust her. She did such and such, so and so. Now, what is that? Really? So when you've had experiences like that, you've also had experiences. So let me finish that thought. When you've had experiences like that, then you want to be able to look at, okay, first of all, well, why is this person saying this to me? And then you begin to look at them as to, okay, well, if they're saying that about her to me, then what are they saying about me to somebody else? So you want to really be able, again, the default is to always go within, because another principle that we help you to understand is that we create our own reality. So if this is happening to you often, then you want to be able to check your own inner thoughts, even if you're not saying thank you, even if you're not saying it out loud to other people when you're in environments or spaces and you going over in your head, look at her, I would not be doing that. Who does she think she is? You know, you're not saying it out loud, but you're saying it to yourself. So yourself don't know that you're talking about somebody else. Yourself hears what you say and gives you what you say, and it affects your blood quality. It puts toxins in your blood quality because the words are a frequency. And then you wonder how you got this disease. And now you want people to feel sorry for you. No. I'm telling you, this is how we create this stuff. So we got to really have enough courage. You don't have to do anything. Let me take that back. I'm encouraging you to practice free will and have enough courage to go within and check yourself first at all times. Even if it comes out the blue, check yourself first, because thought travels fast. So you'll still have time to interact opposed to react, all right? You'll still have that time. You always want to go within first, all right? Okay, so that must needed to be said because that is not in my notes. All right, so the other challenge is when we think about money, how are we setting up our intention for the money that we are wanting to have, right? So you have something that you got a goal, you set a goal, right? And it's out of your norm of the parameters by which you would stretch yourself and test what some may call your faith. So we are evolving and expanding and up-leveling your capacity of faith to be firm, to be solid, to be steadfast, to a knowingness. Okay, that's where we want to go. We're going to a knowingness. So you have your faith, all right? So you believe. Now we want to empower you to step it up, to turn up the fire. Turn up your faith and transform the faith now into knowingness. So when it comes to money, this is where a lot of us really are tested. We're really tested, and some of us cow down, some of us bow out, and some of us just turn the other way, right, and feel defeated. No. You are a living God. So as you practice these principles – and you listen every week, you want to go back and practice. So when it comes to money and it's out of your normal, your comfortable range that you're used to either making or receiving, then this is where this trust, and you get a chance, and this is where I had the opportunity to be able to practice my cosmic belt, all right, my cosmic relationship and universal principle sparring match, right, being the living God that I am. So the ego and the living God was like, okay, you know, and the ego really can't compare it to the living God, but you can't tell the ego that because that's what it is. It's an ego, and it thinks it's better than everything and everybody. So let me just be transparent. I have this goal that I'm going for, and it is out of what I am normally have experienced as it relates to the flow of money coming in, right, and being created. So, and I'm on a time span. I got a time frame by which, you know, it is required. All right. So with this time span being the case, that really puts some fire up under my backside and under my feet and within my heart. All right. So as I'm getting closer and I'm seeing that, ooh, it hasn't happened yet. Ooh, ooh. See, that's being wishy-washy. That's doubt. And that's believing only in what I see. So now what do I do? Practice the spiritual muscles that I have, right? Cosmic muscles. I'm practicing. I'm doing exactly what I'm encouraging you to do. So what did I do? I look at the money. And now I take back my power, first of all, from the money. Because guess what? It's paper. It comes from a tree, and it's printed. And the truth of the matter is that it's being devalued. So why am I giving my power away to that? So then, as I began to really just remove the emotion from it, the fear, the doubt, transform the fear, the doubt from it, I have a formula. I have an actual formula by which I'm able now to support the transformation of why I don't need to be afraid, why I can be, why I can trust the process and know that I have access to everything that I require when I require it. All right? So I can tell you that being wishy-washy has been, if you didn't see it tapped on, pinned on my back, that's because it's been removed. Because I know wishy-washy really good. I know what that looks like. So what does wishy-washy look like? Where you vacillate. Oh, one minute you're thinking, yes, okay, it's a go. You're confident. You know, you focused. You seeing it. And then the next minute, when it don't happen, when you think it should happen, oh, you deflated. Your balloon is busted. No, 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 no. At that point, I had that experience last week. I had that experience exactly last week. Because, again, I told you this number is out of the range by which I am accustomed to experiencing in a certain week or a certain month, right? So me being the living God that I know I am and having the capacity to create at the level that I have created before, taking the wisdom from the past and using those principles and those practical, well, I won't say practical, that's a judgment, using those applications that I have applied before to the same goal and purpose, now I was able to see how I was blocking myself because I was being wishy-washy and I was not steadfast, firm. I didn't make a clear declaration of what I was choosing to co-create. I didn't say why I wanted it, and nor did I see myself receiving it. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? So overcoming that challenge, it helped me to be able to, one, what did I do? The first thing you want to do when you know that your frequency and your vibration and your thoughts and even in your body are, you're like depressed, you know, or you might be experiencing a heaviness. When you experience that, you want to immediately transform those thoughts. Remember, we've talked about that. You want to transform the thought. And as you're transforming the thought, you're transforming the energy and the experience, and you're giving it a new assignment. So when I was having my experience with being wishy-washy around this money that I am creating and calling forth, all right, I had to be honest with myself that I was being wishy-washy, that I was vacillating, that I was not being confident. I wasn't surrendering to the power that is within every cell, every muscle, every tissue of my being. I wasn't acknowledging the fact that, wait a minute, did you forget you are a living God? I forgot in that moment. It happens. It happens. And so that's why at all times we say to ourselves and we repeatedly declare in every moment, I am a living God. That is the declaration. I am a living God. And so that was the ego, right? That was the ego, because the ego felt defeated when there seemed to be something that was, that looked like it might block what I am co-creating, right? That I am co-creating. Because again, I'm aligning up with what I know is my birthright, and abundance is my birthright. Being able to have what I need, when I need it, as I need it, that is my birthright as a living God, and that is yours too. So as you begin to accept that, you will immediately be able to experience what it looks like now to release that lack of self-trust. Now you're building it up because you were honest with yourself about your capacity to be other than the living God that you are, and you saw the emotions, you saw the thoughts, you saw the feelings, all of the stuff that was attached to it. You saw that, and now you reaffirmed your declaration of being the living God that you are, and now you were able to, and I was able to reassess what was the purpose. What's the purpose for the money? What is my intention? And why do I want it? What am I going to do with it? What is the attitude I need to have? So our sponsors are like, hey, over here. Okay, so I see you. So we're going to hear from our sponsor, and we're going to give you some more solutions to this quandary of how to develop this self-trust so you can release the block. Because the lack is the block. That's the block. The lack of self-trust, that's the block. So you're going to be able to know how and what you need to do based off of your circumstance and what we're sharing. Because the foundational principle is the same. You're going to be able to know what to do to now be able to transform instantly and shift that state of mind, that attitude, so that you now can up-level, raise your frequency, be the living God that you're destined to be, and now move forward with co-creating and allowing the dam to flow open to the abundance that is waiting for you. So we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
So I said we have a live example for you too. Like, when I say live example, meaning the manifestation of this principle happened today. The manifestation of this experience happened today. But before we share that with you, I want to share a few more things with you that's very crucial, that's very important, and that I feel is very valuable for you to be able to know how, in whatever moment that you are, you may be feeling defeated, you may be feeling some doubt creeping in, the power is within you to be able to go within and change it instantly. Okay, so we talked about attitude. We talked about being honest with yourself and accepting responsibility for how you're feeling, because you want to be in absolute truth. So we are not encouraging you to lie to yourself, try to blame somebody else. No. We don't do that, because you're a living God. So you look at, you assess, you do an honest, or you do an assessment by asking yourself, okay, well, what was my intention? What was the motive? And what is this reflecting back to me? What else do I need to know that I may not even be considering? Because, you know, sometimes the eye cannot see itself. So this is the third dimension physical person now having this conversation with your higher self, your God self. So now the ego is beginning to surrender, because remember we used that word, surrender. So when I was being wishy-washy, I had to remember that I am a living God. And you know the other question that I asked myself? The other question I asked myself was, haven't everything that you always needed been provided? And the answer was yes. The answer was yes. So, oh, I am like fired up now. You know, my emotional body frequency is raising. My physical body frequency is raising. The blood quality is being shifted. Why? Because now my thoughts are now being shifted back to its original design. And that is to be the living God that I am, and to know that abundance is the natural state of affairs. Right? So when I began to line back up, because I fell out of alignment with the universal principles, I fell out of alignment. So what did I do? I forgave myself. And now as I'm asking these questions, because remember, it was either last week's episode or so episode before that, we reminded you to always ask. Always ask when you do not know the answer. Always just ask. And even when you think you know the answer, because that's a lot of times the ego. When you think you know the answer, still ask and be open to receiving revelation and being the observer. So let me share this with you. So as I began to come back to being the living God and aligning myself back up with these principles, because abundance is the natural state of affairs, that's one of the principles. As I began to line myself back up with this principle, now I began to see things and opportunities, and I began to have ideas, and I began to see people, places, and things that are now ready to support the purpose of why I set this particular goal in the beginning. Because, see, at first, I was all about me, 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 what I got to do, what I got to do, because I've been so used to make it happen, make it happen, make it happen, make it happen. And that's not to say that you don't take some steps to do a thing. That's not what that means. See, the real work, well, let me take real out. The key to actualizing and manifesting, it starts in the mental and emotional and spirit realm first. It starts in the brain and the mind, and that's why it's important for us to be able to have access to enough brain tissue so we know that we can go to another neighborhood and connect with some people over in that neighborhood who can help us in our neighborhood to release the blocks that's keeping us stuck. Because we stuck over here in this. When you're just using 10% of your brain power, even 5% for some of us, less than that for others. See, now that I have access to more brain tissue, I was able in that moment, instead of continuing down the slope that would lead to depression and woe is me and oh, I can't do it and that's impossible, I've never done it before, it prevented me from doing all of that. I immediately recalled what was the first purpose, that I am a living God. I immediately began to recall that. And in that recollection, I put on my cape. I got my wings back, because nobody can take your wings from you. You give your wings away when you choose to be other than the living God that you are. All right. And when you choose to act other than that. So in that moment, I reclaimed my wings, because the universe always will allow you to reclaim what is rightfully yours when you are, and as you are willing to accept responsibility for your thoughts, for your actions, what you say, spoken or unspoken, right? So what's really key that you want to remember as you are releasing your own blocks to self, to lack of trust, self-trust, is that you want to make the declarations, make the clear declaration with you and your God. Make a clear declaration of what you want, why you want it, and be firm, be solid, be steadfast. And no matter what comes, be like that palm tree. You bend, but you don't break. Okay? You bend, but you don't break. So it's important that you go within. And that's the first key. You go within. You go within and you make the declaration. You reassess. Because when you, I know for me, when I had that experience, it took me back for a minute, you know. And it's not like I can't have the experience, because I'm still living and I know I'm immortal and I'm ascending in each moment. I know that as I gain more and more information, I live more and more with navigating a balanced brain and learning how to live with the balanced brain and having access to more brain tissue. So now things that I looked at before, I see differently, right? So now as the cycle of life, as I'm going up the spiral case, I am going to be I'm going to have initiations by which now I will have the opportunity to be able to test what I say that I believe, no, not that I believe, that I know to be the truth. I'm going to have initiations so I can prove to the human self that I am operating in the human self as the God self. I hope you got that. Okay? So I'll tell you, when I was thinking about having this conversation, I was just like all giddy on the inside, like a little girl. And so I'm excited to be able to share this frequency with you, should you choose to receive it. Should you choose to receive it. So living and being and mastering these universal principles, does that mean you're not going to have some challenges? No. What does it mean? It means that you now are equipped, because the universe does not discriminate. Everybody have access to the same information and same frequency. We all have access to it. So as you have access to it now, now you can go and practice and be the scientist and the living God that you are, to experiment and exalt yourself and be able to bring some other people along with you. So come get your brain balance so you will be able to be less stressed, and your reactions, you won't react to everything. you won't be so reactionary. People won't know what buttons to push. So are we now ready? Because it's time for you all to hear another perspective in real time, how this plays out and how you can transform it. How you can transform it. Engineer, are we ready? Are we ready for our special guest to join us? Are we ready? We're going to go to commercial break and then come back. Okay, let's do that. Let's go to commercial break. Yes, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to lack of self-trust blocking my money flow? Now, how do we get over this? How do we release this block? So we have my colleague and compadre on the line with us, Dr. Heather Pearman, and she has been so gracious to share another real-time, like present-moment experience. Mine was from last week that spilled over into this week. She can share like present-time, like right now, how you can be able to release this block. So, Dr. Pearman, give us the backdrop of what happened. What's going on?
Okay, so we're talking about door number 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so hold on, let me just take a walk out here. Okay, so it has to do with focus. I realize that the way that we have to release these blocks all has to do with focus, that we have to be able to focus on what you want. Well, first of all, I think that sometimes, you know, when we're in doubt, fear, shame, and lack, and that's where our energy is being drawn to. It's not what I think. It's actually the truth of just the order of the universe. So when we're drawn to doubt, fear, shame, lack, that we just get more of it. And it really does require to have increased focus. And the more that you evolve, right, the more that we evolve, the more that we realize that we absolutely have to be more focused. And the universe is going to test you. That's just it. Like, no one on this planet gets what you call a spiritual bypass, okay? Even if you won $1 billion, you know, playing the lotto, you're still going to have to go through some sort of evolution. But focus, as we know, always wins. So my recent experience was going to the passport agency because, you know, we're traveling next week and needed to get some passports, plural, and could not get an appointment, right? You know, they have all these agencies around and could not get one. Now, when I got mine a month ago, right, just for myself, looked on a Sunday, I was in there on Monday. This time there was nothing. Calling, you know, nothing. They would say call back. And, yes, call back. And so anyway, long story short, held the focus. So specific in my focus was to be one of the first people in there and one of the first people out. And we went in there as a group. We were one of the first groups in and out. I mean, went in there, they reviewed the documents. And mind you, there was a mass of people coming in that did not have an appointment, okay, and still got in and out before even those that had the appointment. Got in, they reviewed the documents, gave us our ticket, went upstairs. When we went upstairs, we had to go to another window. They were ready for us. Do you understand? And we were out in less than an hour. Okay. Now, someone else who is not going through an evolution like I am may have called and got an appointment. So you have to understand that your focus will show you the truth of who you are and what you can create for yourself. And that was just such an honorable experience because that was something that I created. And I'm grateful to have had that experience because it's just showing me how much I've evolved in my focus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing it, Dr. P. Dr. Pierman. So let me ask you, though, before you go, let me ask you, so, like, leading up to this, was there, did you have any doubt that it was going to happen this way?
If there, whenever doubt was set in, I knew I had to reshift my focus. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew accepted, right, that this was part of my evolution anyway. Like, it was part of my, you know, you graduate. Everyone graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, someone else could have called, and they literally would have gotten the appointment because they're not going through the same evolution I'm going through right now. But this was showing me how I could master, right, the master of manifestation, right, the power of manifestation. So, you know, so if there's doubt, see, you're going to end up with what's behind door number one, two, and three, right? So door number one is you'll be in and out. Door number two is if you have some doubt, yeah, you may have gotten in there, but you may have waited for 6 hours. And door number three is you definitely have doubt. You may have gotten in there, but you may have waited till the end of the day and still didn't get anything done because it all depends on your level of focus. So it has to do with where you are in your consciousness and your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So doubt will shut it down. So I knew that I could not experience doubt. I knew that I could not experience that. I knew that I had to change that level of focus in order for me to be able to have to get in there and out. It has nothing to do with the agency. It has nothing to do with the appointment. It has to do with how I am focusing and what I'm focusing on. And the only focus this morning was getting in, getting it done, and getting out.
Now, you were holding this focus for, you was holding this focus because you knew you had to do this.
Absolutely.
Right. So you've been holding the focus for, to get in and get out for like what, at least a week now, 4 days now?
Yeah, I would say probably for about, probably for about 4 days. We'll say about 4 days. Absolutely.
Yeah, with the new information that was added to it, the new component that was added to it that you didn't know before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There were some pieces of information that I didn't need in the past that I needed this time. So
right.
Again,
exactly.
It was even more so. So each thing,
exactly.
every time somebody else may have said, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Oh my gosh, I have to get that. And I was just like, okay, the universe is showing me that I have to be able to master this experience. It has nothing to do with what it looks like. This is about mastery. So manifestation, creation and manifestation is about mastery.
Mastery,
it has nothing to do with what it is. It's about you being able to master. So I was just like, beep, this is a test. This is only a test. And when we walked out of there, I didn't even realize what time it was when we walked out of there. It happened so fast. And I was just like, focus always wins. So that, for me, was a major initiation and a graduation. I left there with a certificate in my hand. I got a quantum certificate, okay, from the universe. I got a quantum certificate from the universe saying, you passed, Dr. Pierman, you passed. So I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful to be in a position where I understand that it is not what we thought it was. It really is about mastery. And as long as we continue to focus on what we want, you put that, Dr. Jules, just put it on your mind. I put it on my mind. I mean, I had my daughters, this was also for my children, you know, I had them put it on their mind, Okay, they were trying to turn on the radio. I said, don't even touch it. Okay, we're not doing that right now. I was playing the affirmations on the way up.
Yes.
Seriously.
Okay.
There was no, there was no radio. We had affirmations going. We had this video going. That video's going. It was about mastery, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing it with us. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
So, as you can see all of those are live components. That's real. That is what everyday people experience, right? All of the unexpected. And she has a balanced brain. The children are balancing, right? The children are balancing as well. So you can, and you have the capacity, you have everything you need. If you require support in this area, you can join us on, you can send an email like right now. We don't want you to wait till Sunday. All right. You can send an email right now to upsg@juis.education. Let us know you listen to the Universal Principal Hour and you need some support with lack of trust, blocking my money flow. Right. And so the next conversation we're going to have is we're going to go deeper with being able to talk about now that the money is flowing, now what is the attitude? What is the mindset? What are the actions? What is your relationship? How are you evolving your relationship and your commitment to mastery with the universe to be able to be able to now manifest what you want and keep doing it over and over and over and over again, and not what you want, what you are declaring and who you are declaring you are and what is your divine birthright, because again, abundance is the next state of affairs. So what we have empowered you with this plasma is to be able to know that self-trust is you are firm, you are solid, and you're steadfast in your clear declaration within yourself as the living God and as to God what you want, what you are choosing to create, why, what's the purpose, and what it needs to look like. Okay, that you get a little really sophisticated when you can tell what you want to look like. All right, so what we have empowered you to be able to do today is, first of all, one of the challenges is for you to have the courage to go within and be brave, to accept responsibility for why that lower vibration frequency and this emotion, why are you experiencing it? And what is really going on? What is that all about? What is the absolute truth of the matter, right? So now when you get to the core of that, you transform it and shift it automatically. And so as you are surrendering, as you're surrendering now, you are coming back in alignment with the universal principles and knowing how to master being the living God that you are. So we're excited that you had transformation and you were able to see in real time how this works. So now go practice, go practice, go practice, go practice. Take a look at it and release those blocks. We love you and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Juul Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Juul and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Juul Network. Hosted by thejuulnetwork.com and the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Juuls. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.